Welcome back to the Run Home Rentals podcast. I'm your host, and I am really excited for today's deep dive.
And this is episode 6. Today, we're settling the debate between two of Nashville's most popular suburbs, Mount Juliet versus Hendersonville.
Yeah, because if you're out there, you know, staring down the Nashville housing market right now in 2026, and you're looking for that ideal lake suburb.
These two are definitely dominating your search history.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on paper, they basically look like twins.
Right.
They're both roughly 18 miles from downtown. They both feature prominent lake access. And, you know, they both have really well-regarded county school systems.
It looks like a simple coin toss to most buyers.
It does. But our Run Home Rentals team works in both of these counties every single day.
Every day.
And we are pulling the raw data and the actual on-the-ground reality from the guide we just published to show you how fundamentally different these two markets really are.
Right, because the divergence starts the literal moment you pull into your driveway.
Honestly, yeah.
Before we even look at, you know, floor plans or property lines, we have to talk about how you get to them. The physical geography.
With commute.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the compass direction you choose when leaving Nashville, that's going to dictate the friction of your entire daily routine.
For sure.
So Mount Juliet pulls you about 17 miles out on the I-40 East Corridor.
Right.
Whereas Hendersonville sits 18 miles out on TN-386, which feeds directly into I-65 North.
Okay, let's unpack this, because choosing your suburb based on the commute is honestly like choosing a permanent tailwind or permanent headwind, depending on where your life takes you.
That is a great way to put it.
But I do have to push back on the raw distance metric just a bit. I mean, a mid-sized city, is an 18-mile commute really that drastically different depending on the compass direction? Or, you know, is traffic just traffic everywhere?
Well, I mean, in a perfectly symmetrical city, it probably wouldn't matter.
Right.
But Nashville's job density is just heavily, heavily skewed. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the Run Home Rentals team always cautions buyers about the south of downtown trap.
Oh, man. The south trap is real.
It is. The regional corporate migration over the last decade has concentrated all these major job centers in places like Cool Springs, Brentwood, Franklin.
And those are all south.
All south of the city.
Fair.
So if you accept a job in Cool Springs, but you buy a house up in Hendersonville, you are actively fighting the city's entire infrastructure layout.
You're just swimming upstream.
Exactly. You have to push down I-65 south, navigate that massive urban core bottleneck, cross the river, and basically fight the primary flow of traffic.
Oh, wow.
So that 18-mile baseline, it suddenly stretches into a 60 to 75-minute one-way journey during standard rush hour.
That is brutal. I mean, you are essentially adding an unpaid part-time job to your week just by living on the wrong side of the city center.
You really are.
Yeah.
Now, Mount Juliet's I-40 East trajectory handles that southern commute slightly better just because of how the bypasses connect.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the true, undeniable mechanical advantage of Mount Juliet is the proximity to the airport.
Yes. Being on the east side puts you, what, about 20 minutes from the terminal at BNA?
Roughly 20 minutes, yeah. Which is a massive perk.
Right. For a consultant or a salesperson or, you know, just anyone who flies twice a month, removing the anxiety of crossing the entire city just to catch a flight is a massive lifestyle upgrade.
Oh, it's huge. So the physical layout dictates your time, but the municipal structures dictate your finances.
Oh, well, let's get into the numbers.
Let's do it. When we look at the financial realities of May 2026 in our latest article, we see two suburbs that are operating in an extended buyer's market.
Right, which means homes are sitting.
Exactly. They're sitting for an average of 100 to 112 days right now.
Mm.
But the pricing data reveals this fascinating split.
Okay.
The median price in Mount Juliet is sitting at $597,000.
Wow.
While Hendersonville's median is slightly lower, coming in at $569,000.
See, that median gap is interesting. But the entry point data from our guide is what really caught my attention.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's totally wild. The absolute floor of the market in Hendersonville starts way down around $213,000. But in Mount Juliet, you can barely find a door to unlock for under $304,000.
Right.
So wait, how does Mount Juliet maintain such a high artificial floor when the overall medians are, you know, relatively close?
Well, it really comes down to the historical timeline of how these areas developed. Hendersonville is a mature, established suburb.
Gotcha.
You have entire grids of neighborhoods there that were built back in the 1960s, the 70s, the 80s.
So there's just older stock.
Exactly. That provides a deep inventory of smaller, older ranches, townhomes, and established condo complexes that organically serve as lower cost entry points.
Right, right.
Mount Juliet, conversely, was largely just agricultural land until this massive concentrated development boom hit.
Oh, so it's all new.
Yeah. A staggering 64% of the housing inventory in Mount Juliet was built after the year 2000.
That is a crazy statistic.
It is.
So the physical structures to support a $200,000 price point just literally don't exist there.
No, they don't. You are paying a premium for modern floor plans and newer community infrastructure, basically across the board.
And I imagine that infrastructure buildup leads directly into the property tax conversation, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Sumner County, which is home to Hendersonville, operates with a property tax rate around 0.85%.
Okay.
But Wilson County, where Mount Juliet is, taxes at a higher rate of roughly 1.06%.
And that's because of all the new builds?
Exactly. Rapidly expanding post-2000 suburbs like Mount Juliet, they just constantly have to fund new schools, sewer expansions, road widenings, just to support their exploding populations.
Okay, so as a buyer in Mount Juliet, you are actively subsidizing the real-time construction of the city around you.
That's a perfect way to phrase it, yeah.
Let's do the math on that for a second.
Yeah.
If you're buying a $500,000 home, choosing Hendersonville's lower tax rate saves you roughly $100 a month in escrow.
Right.
Over the life of a standard 30-year mortgage, that is $36,000 staying in your pocket.
And that monthly buffer is a highly attractive lever for buyers who are, you know, trying to maximize their purchasing power.
Definitely.
But honestly, the most striking financial metric our Run Home Rentals team has seen is the current investment momentum.
The appreciation rates.
Yes. Despite the lower median price, Hendersonville is experiencing a massive 17.8% year-over-year appreciation right now.
Which is huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And Mount Juliet, in contrast, is actually experiencing a slight market softening, sitting at negative 0.55%.
A near 18% jump in an environment where homes are sitting for over 100 days seems totally counterintuitive to me. What is the specific engine driving that kind of equity growth in Hendersonville?
It is the economic principle of geographic constraint.
Okay, explain that.
Well, late suburbs historically hold their value better and appreciate faster during market lulls. And Hendersonville is physically wrapped around Old Hickory Lake on three sides.
Oh, I see.
The city cannot endlessly sprawl outward because the water creates a hard geographic boundary.
So they literally ran out of dirt.
Precisely. When you have a hard cap on buildable land combined with a sustained demand for lakefront living, you create a pressure cooker for equity.
That makes total sense.
Right. Mount Juliet, on the other hand, has plenty of room to expand its planned communities, which just dilutes the scarcity factor.
So listening to this data, it really paints a picture of two very different personalities.
It really does.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Mount Juliet feels like that hyper-organized friend whose calendar is, you know, perfectly color-coded.
Yes.
Everything is new, it's efficient, master-planned, highly convenient.
And Hendersonville.
Hendersonville sounds like the friend with a boat and a guitar, like. They might have a house with an older floor plan and a few weird quirks, but they have genuine character and a killer sunset view.
That is the perfect analogy. What's fascinating here is the distinction between having lake access and living a true lake lifestyle is really the defining cultural split between these two areas.
Because they both technically touch the lake.
Right, right. Mount Juliet touches the shores of both Percy Priest Lake and Old Hickory Lake. You can absolutely pack up the car, load up the kids, and drive to the water on a Saturday.
Sure.
But Hendersonville boasts an incredible 22,500 acres of navigable water and an Old Hickory advantage of 26 miles of shoreline interwoven right into the actual neighborhoods.
Wow, 26 miles.
Yeah. The topography creates these deep coves and peninsulas where the water is literally a daily backdrop. You aren't planning a weekend excursion. You are just walking down to a community dock on a random Tuesday evening.
It's the difference between having an amenity nearby versus, you know, actually living inside the amenity.
Exactly. And that deep integration with the water incubated a very specific, authentic cultural depth in Hendersonville.
Yeah, Hendersonville has serious roots.
It really does. I mean, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Taylor Swift, they all called it home.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. And you have places like the streets of Indian Lake that function as a genuine organic community hub.
Right. Whereas Mount Juliet sort of traded that historical soul for absolute undeniable convenience.
Completely.
It is New Construction Land USA. I mean, the Providence Marketplace area is an absolute fortress of open-air retail and dining.
It has literally everything you need.
If you live in Mount Juliet, you practically never have to cross the county line to run an errand.
No, the logistical friction of daily life in Mount Juliet is incredibly low.
Yeah.
But as families evaluate these two distinct lifestyles, the decision almost always filters down to one thing.
The local school districts.
Exactly. So we're looking at Wilson County schools versus Sumner County schools.
And generally speaking, both are solid mid-tier districts, right?
Yeah.
Operating mostly in that B plus to A minus range.
They are. However, Hendersonville contains a massive statistical outlier, Merrill Hyde Magnet School.
Ah.
It is currently ranked as the number one public school in Tennessee and number seven in the entire United States.
That is an incredible ranking. But I have to challenge how buyers process that information.
Oh, please do.
Are families making a systemic error by grading the entire Sumner County educational system on the curve of one absolute superstar school?
Yes. Yes, they are. It is one of the most frequent misconceptions the Run Home Rentals team encounters.
Which figure?
The halo effect of Merrill Hyde creates this illusion of universal access. But it is a magnet school with highly rigorous, highly competitive entry requirements.
So you can't just buy a house across the street and get in?
No. Simply purchasing a home in Hendersonville, even one physically adjacent to the campus, provides zero guarantee of admission.
Wait, really? Zero guarantee?
Zero. Your child must meet the academic testing thresholds just to earn a seat.
Okay, that is a really dangerous assumption for a buyer to make. You could pay a massive premium to live in a specific neighborhood purely for the school, only to find out your child will be attending the standard zone school anyway.
Precisely. And when you remove Merrill Hyde from the equation, the standard zone public education in Hendersonville and Mount Juliet perform at a remarkably comparable level.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah, the educational outcomes are very similar. Families must verify the specific boundaries and truly understand the magnet admission policies before they factor a school's national ranking into a 30-year mortgage decision.
Absolutely. So we've mapped out the geography, the tax implications, the cultural vibes, and the educational realities.
The theory of the market, basically.
Right, that's the theory. Let's pivot to the mechanical reality of actually executing a real estate transaction in 2026. Because there are significant traps buried in these specific suburbs.
Oh, there are landmines everywhere.
Let's start with Hendersonville and that highly sought-after lakefront property. What is the hidden trap there?
Trap number one involves the actual ownership of the shoreline.
Okay.
Old Hickory Lake is a federally managed reservoir. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers controls the water and the land up to a specific elevation boundary.
Meaning when you buy a lakefront house, you rarely own the dirt that's actually touching the water.
Exactly. You just own the house, and the federal government owns the backyard leading into the lake.
Which means that beautiful, sprawling boat dock sitting behind your million-dollar house isn't actually yours.
Nope. You are simply holding a permit to maintain a structure on federal property.
Wow!
And the trap is that dock permits do not automatically convey with the sale of the deed.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious. A buyer must secure written approval and permit transfer confirmation directly from the Corps of Engineers.
And what happens if they don't?
Well, if the previous owner let the permit lapse, or if they built unapproved modifications to the dock, the federal government can deny the transfer.
Oh, no.
And they can legally require you to dismantle the dock at your own expense the very day you take ownership.
That is a catastrophic financial surprise if you don't build the permit transfer into the contingencies of your contract.
It's a nightmare. But Mount Juliet has its own set of unique mechanical issues, too.
Okay, what's trap number two?
Trap number two is the assumption that a newer home inherently requires less scrutiny.
Ah, because buyers look at a house built in, like, 2020 and assume they can just waive the inspection because the paint still looks fresh.
Exactly. But that post-2000 development boom we talked about, specifically the intensely compressed window between 2018 and 2022 that was categorized by massive labor shortages and aggressively rushed building timelines.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right. Middle Tennessee sits on a foundation of limestone and dense clay soil, which expands and contracts heavily with moisture.
Okay.
So when builders rapidly clear agricultural land and pour foundations without allowing the disrupted soil adequate time to settle, the structure absorbs all that movement.
So a four-year-old house in Mount Juliet might actually be experiencing more severe structural settling, drywall cracking, and foundation stress than a 50-year-old ranch in Hendersonville that settled into the earth decades ago.
Exactly. A rigorous independent structural inspection is absolutely mandatory in Mount Juliet, regardless of how modern the layout feels or what year is stamped on the build sheet.
Identifying these traps is so crucial, but it really all collides with the broader logistical challenge of the current market cycle, doesn't it?
It really does.
We noted earlier that homes are sitting for 100 to 112 days right now.
Upwards of 98 plus days, basically, across the board, yeah.
This creates a severe timing bottleneck for families attempting to upgrade or downsize between these suburbs. You might find the perfect historic lake house in Hendersonville, but your ability to buy it is entirely contingent on selling your current new build in Mount Juliet.
And the traditional real estate chain completely breaks down in a high days on market environment.
It just stalls out.
It does. Sellers are highly, highly reluctant to accept an offer contingent on the sale of your home because they know your property might sit stagnant for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, which forces you to either risk losing the home you want or take on the immense financial stress of carrying two mortgages simultaneously.
Which is exactly the friction point the Ren Home Rentals team was built to solve.
Yes. As we cover extensively at renhomerentals.com, our process structurally eliminates that 100-day waiting period.
We provide direct cash offers on Nashville area homes with a 7 to 14-day closing timeline.
Which is incredibly fast.
It changes everything. We essentially break the contingency chain, allowing you to extract your equity on your own schedule.
Right. Transforming into a liquid, non-contingent buyer fundamentally alters your negotiating leverage.
Oh, absolutely. You can walk into a transaction for that Hendersonville Lake House or that Mount Juliet property near Providence Marketplace and just dictate the terms.
Because you aren't asking the seller to wait on the fate of your old house.
Exactly. It shifts the entire power dynamic back to the buyer. You secure the equity, bypass the 112-day market average, and just move on your own timeline.
So what does this all mean for the buyer who is ready to pull the trigger right now? Considering the commute vectors, the tax mechanics, the permit traps, and the market timing, how should a buyer synthesize all this data to make their final decision?
Well, the best advice is patience. Drive the commute on a Tuesday at 7:30 a.m.
Oof. Yeah, do the actual drive.
Right. Go eat lunch at Providence Marketplace and then spend an afternoon at Old Hickory Lake. You have to synthesize this by understanding that when you purchase a home in one of these suburbs, you are not simply acquiring a floor plan with a certain number of bedrooms.
Right, it's bigger than that.
You are purchasing the structural parameters of your future lifestyle. The environment you choose will actively dictate your behavior.
That is a fascinating way to look at it.
You must ask yourself, will you become a boater, naturally spending your weekends out on the water, simply because Hendersonville integrated the lake into your daily routine?
Yeah.
Or would you become a frequent traveler, taking spontaneous trips because Mount Juliet completely removed the friction between your front door and the airport terminal?
Wow. That is definitely something to think about. That's it for this episode of the Run Home Rentals podcast.
Visit runhomerentals.com for the full article and resources.
If you need a cash offer on your Nashville home, call us at 615-628-7460.
Subscribe on YouTube, and we'll see you next Monday.